Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. Look for the handprints on your tax form. Together we can check off child abuse and neglect in Missouri. Visit ctf4kids.org.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. Thousands of union members gathered at the state capitol to join Democrats in supporting Governor Nixon's veto of legislation dealing with union dues, alternately called paycheck protection by supporters and paycheck deception by opponents. The bill would require annual permission from public employees for union dues and fees to be taken from their pay. Nixon vetoed a similar bill in 2013, but notes this bill would also allow lawsuits against public employee associations.
I don't think saying you're supporting workers by having extra loss, take away their rights, and then put lawsuits in there is a way to deal with this stuff, guys. It's wrong concept, executed wrong. It's double wrong. Suing cops and teachers is not the way to move our state forward. It's just not. And that's why I dusted off that veto pen and vetoed that misguided bill. And we need to hold that veto.
Supporters say the bill will keep workers' dues from going to support political candidates and causes that they don't support. The legislation passed the House and Senate with enough votes to overturn Nixon's veto, but even one switched vote in either chamber would allow the veto to stand. An override attempt is not expected in the House until next week. The legislature has passed its first ethics bill of the session. Democrat Scott Sifton says the proposal would prohibit statewide elected office holders and legislators from serving as paid political consultants.
I think that Missourians who are concerned about this issue, as I know many are, would be very pleased and proud to have seen how that meeting transpired. And I thought it was exactly what this process ought to be.
Some Democrats say the measure falls short and should include elected officials as staff. A strong storm system is expected to move through Missouri tonight that could bring heavy rain, hail, strong winds, and a small chance of tornadoes. The front, coming from Kansas, is expected to move eastward and into Missouri, with the Kansas City area likely to get the most severe weather. The CDC has confirmed a case of Zika virus in a pregnant Missouri woman who traveled to Honduras, a known area of Zika transmission. This is the second confirmed case of Zika virus infection reported in a Missouri resident. Nearly 80% of people infected with the virus will have no symptoms. Typically, symptoms are mild and include fever, rash, joint soreness, and/or redness of eyes. A South Central Missouri man has pleaded guilty to producing child pornography after he exchanged pornographic texts with a 14-year-old girl. 26-year-old Brett Corcoran of Ava faces at least 15 years in federal prison. You are listening to Missouri Net News.